you have, you give a secretary an envelope, and you might say to the, to her, will you what this letter for me, please? Will you?
Would you mail this letter for me?
But you wanted to,
what address?
Yeah. And you might ask someone, what's his
address?
A child comes home from school doing something pretty peculiar. You might say to that child, who what you that?
Who taught you that?
All right. You haven't been someplace, or haven't done something yet. So we haven't gotten around to that, but we have to do it soon. We
plan to do it soon.
All right. And if someone wants to do something and you don't want to really stop them, you might say, well, I don't think it's a very good idea, but you can.
You can if you want to.
All right. Now, what are children's nicknames for one who tattles or bears tales?
What, a tattletale?
All right. And you might you want to put a floral arrangement on the table. You might go out into the garden and
pick some flowers.
All right. Something a child plays with, just a general term.
What, a toy?
Yeah. Do you know the term play pretty?
Yeah, I know it.
Okay, what is that?
It's a toy.
What's that?
An object a child plays with.
What's that? What's the word?
What, play pretty?
A play pretty. Now that could be, could that be anything? Could it be a little truck?
Yeah.
Or could it be a doll?
Yeah.
Would it more likely be a doll than a truck? Or is it?
I don't really think it matters.
It doesn't. It could be virtually anything.
It's just almost any toy.
Okay.
Something a child plays with.
And if a child's been getting up on a chair and small child getting up on a chair and teetering around, and you've been trying to get him down, you know, and finally he falls down. You say, that was going to happen, I just
knew it.
Yeah. And someone says, which one did you give me? You say, that's the one you...
The one you got? You were given?
With relation to give. You say, that's the one you...
You gave me.
Yeah. And if you lose that... I will watch you another one. I will
give you another one.
And that then I will have given.
I will have given you two.
All right. We're talking about someone. Use another word instead of start.
He what began?
All right. And he has
begun.
And he will
begin.
All right. And in a race, you what a race you.
You what start a race?
Oh, a foot race. You'd say you. A person. The mile in 4 minutes. He
ran the mile in 4 minutes.
He has
run.
And he will
run.
All right. And say, why did something happen? Why is a person at a given place? You might say, he over to see me. He
came over.
And he has
come.
And almost every day
he comes.
All right. And with your eyes you
see.
Yesterday I
saw.
And I have
seen.
All right. And so we had to take a detour because the road was all
what, torn up?
Yeah. And you give a girl a bracelet or something, she thanks for it, and you say, go ahead and
put it on.
All right. Someone comments on something happening, and says that's awfully strange. You say, oh, that's not very strange. He's
done it before.
Yeah, and he probably will
do it. All the time he does it.
Yeah, yesterday he
did it.
All right. Someone says, what's new? You say
nothing.
Yeah. Someone say, come now, there must be
something.
Yeah. So I think I'll go out for a walk because it's what a nice day.
It's a really nice day.
Yeah, but
a very nice day.
Yeah. You say, I've never heard a thing. I've never heard someone tells you something. You say, well, I've never heard.
I've never heard such a thing.
Yeah, and someone says.